Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about On Golden Pond, being produced by Anchorage Community Theater.
And to talk about it, our guests today are Veronica Page and Jerry McDowell. And welcome. Tell us a little about the show.
Jerry McDonnell, thank you. But that's all right. The show's been around for about 40 years. It first opened in New York City in 1978, and there's a question arises whether or not this has ever been done in Anchorage before. Actually, I did this show in the late 80s. I played the mailman and directed the thing. It was a marvelous little show. It has drama, it has comedy, it has a very touching ending. It's a very good family show. We have one of the members of the cast is only 13 years old. He's the boy in the cast.
He's 12. Yeah.
12? Oh, he's 12. Okay, but very good. He's 12. I play Norman, the old man, Norman Thayer. Linda Benson plays Ethel, my wife. Veronica Page plays Chelsea, my daughter. And Scott Coburn plays Charlie, the mailman. Tom Atkinson plays Bill, who's going to be married to Chelsea. And then we have Ian Solers, who plays Billy. He's 12 years old, plays a 13-year-old in the cast. And takes place in Maine. It has to do with an elderly couple, and the old man is reaching his 80th birthday. And he's not afraid of dying, but he's kind of he's rather obsessed with the fact that it's going to happen. And he has a lot of regrets. I mean, the play talks about age and regret and rage and love withheld, love discovered, and eventually how disappointment and ultimately the forgiveness and acceptance and renewal happened to this couple. And it's spurred on by, in the first part of the play, he's talking a lot about death, and then this young man shows up. Chelsea brings home a man she hasn't married yet, but he has a son by another marriage. And all of a sudden, they get their grandchild that they've never had. They've been, the main character of the story, Norman, has been at odds with his daughter for a number of years. They just didn't like each other, didn't get along at all. That's for the run of the show. Okay?
Well, I have seen this show, but I used to go to New York every winter practically and with my husband, and I think I probably saw it on Broadway, and it's further than up here. Sometimes it all gets confused. Veronica, what part do you play?
I play Chelsea, Norman's daughter. Norman. We don't get along at all, but I think there was some kind of misunderstanding early on in our relationship. I get the feeling that we were really close, and although he never had a son, I tried to take the place of the son that he never had, and I'd go fishing with him all the time, but I could just never get anything right because Norman is a perfectionist. He's a professor. He's somewhat of a genius. I think Chelsea looks up to him a lot, and she's just constantly trying to get his approval, and he's constantly disappointed in her, and in turn she focuses her entire life on it and moves across the country, can't keep a relationship. And when she comes home this time in the play On Golden Pond and brings home this man for Norman's 80th birthday, there's somewhat of a tension to try to reconcile something, do something about telling him that she loves him.
And does this resolve in the play? I don't want to give away the ending of
the
play.
You have to come see it.
Well, but the role of the young boy, the 12-year-old young boy, sort of takes the place of the daughter in a way.
He does. And I think I feel like there's a point in the play where maybe even just a moment where Chelsea's jealous, and then when she sees them together, is just happy that Norman is happy and that everything's come together.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a resolution at the end. Resolution is always a great word because the main character either wins or loses, right? So there is a resolution of sorts. And like you said, come and see the play. I think you'll enjoy it. It has a very emotional ending to it, and there's a lot of comedy lines in it. It is a comedy. a matter of fact, Gene, you're talking about being in New York. You know, this was done by a black cast years ago in New York, and the author even says that it was probably one of the funniest shows that was ever done because they played it not for the comedy. And like you know, the basis of comedy acting is you go with, you know, if you're honest, the honesty of the situation gets the humor, right?
Yeah. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Veronica Page and Jerry McDonnell, talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of On Golden Pond, which opens tonight.
Speaking of the show being a comedy, one of the most endearing parts of the show is the relationship of Norman and his wife, Ethel, who's played by Linda Benson. Talk a little bit about that relationship.
Oh, that relationship. He's a crusty old devil. And, you know, he likes to egg everybody and get in under everybody's skin. And she's kind of the opposite of that. She's his alter ego that kind of smooths everything out along the way. I think we ought to mention some of the people. And set design was done by Alan Clark and Brian Saylor. It's directed by Kristen, naturally, was said. The costumes were by Lynn Murphy. Lighting was done by Brian Seacrest. And, you know, we had a great set to start with. There was a little dark period there, and all of a sudden we started rehearsal with a set on the set.
A beautiful set.
Which was nice. Very nice, yeah.
And the set is a cabin on Golden Pond.
Yes,
the lake called Golden Pond.
They've been going to this cabin for 48 years every summer on Golden Pond, and a lake in northern Maine. And this is where the entire play takes place, in that cabin.
And I've seen the publicity video on YouTube about this, and the set does look rather nice. I think Brian and Al have done a great job with creating this cabin feel of the set, so it's very nicely done. Is it fun to play on these kind of pieces of scenery which are totally inclusive, totally get you into the mood of the area?
Yes, I think so. We have, you know, the little decorations, like as a cabin, there's a little fishing and ornament. Norman's a fisherman, and that's one of the things that cements a relationship between him and the boy. And also, Norman likes to read. He's always reading, and he also instills in his boy the love of reading. And when you go out in the boat, you got to he takes him out fishing every day, and you got to have a book with you.
Yeah. Fishing with a book. Well, why
and
not?
A telephone with a really long cord.
Yeah, a telephone with a really long cord. Yeah, there's some telephone calls. Yeah, we hear on stage, so.
In the boat?
No, not in the boat. No, we don't get out on the boat, no. No, this is a great, great show.
Great director.
Great director, Christian Schwarting.
Stage manager, Sina Moody. She's
oh,
wonderful.
Yeah, stage manager, Sina Moody's our stage manager for this show.
She really keeps us in line.
No, I think this is a show that you can bring the whole family to this show. I mean, since we have a 12-year-old, people less than 12-year-old probably wouldn't identify with the show. But most age groups, it's very family-oriented. So it's something you all enjoy.
Well, Anchorage Community Theater does a lot of very good work these days. Mm-hmm. And I presume that all the actors are competent and there's no weak spots?
Yeah, we fired the ones that weren't, no. No. Yeah, no, we have a great cast. Everybody's on into the part now, and we've been rehearsing it for a month, and I think we're pretty confident that we're rolling along just fine right now.
Yeah. Well, Veronica, you mentioned a moment ago about how your character is having some problems with her father, played by Jerry here. Is there anything in your acting background that you've used to bring to that role?
Actually, my life, personal life, my father's my best friend. I love him dearly, but he's a lot like Norman in that he's very smart and very sarcastic and wants the truth. And he will push every button until you get it. So I don't know. Is that method? What is that? I use that. I pretty much use my own life for the part. And it's funny because when I went to the audition, Krista said that I had somewhat of a wounded quality. And I was really thankful for that. It's like, does that mean I get the part? Great.
And Jerry, how about you? How have you approached your part in relationship to this, the daughter-father relationship?
Well, I just naturally got old as I went along, and so here I am at approaching 74 right now, so I'm almost the same age as the character. this part was... I'm still digging for some of the depths of it. I think I've got it pretty well handled from what I want to do with it. His sarcasm and his obsession with desk, and also he's losing his memory slightly. He has trouble forgetting things once in a while. Remembering things once in a while. No trouble forgetting things. And so, yeah, I can kind of identify with that in a way.
So can I. Jerry McDowell.
Yeah, as we get older, I know I've in my life, I have lost most of my best friends already. I'm still losing them, I think, probably. And actually, some of my journeys I take now, I go to visit old friends. I'm going back to Montana here at the end of this show and visit an old poet friend of mine in Montana. And anyway, you know, and so studying the characters, I don't know if I'm much of a method actor. I was more influenced by Michael Chekhov. It was Anton Chekhov's nephew than I was with Stanislavski. And Michael Chekhov worked with Stanislavski Moscow Theater for years. I think I incorporate things from Stanislavski and from Michael Chekhov's. But other than that, it's a wonderful role. I love it. It's very meaty. It's the kind of a lead role that also is a character role, and I love to play character parts better than playing leads, actually.
Well, thank you very much for coming. We're running out of time. And we have to leave a little time for the calendar, which is kind of long this morning. So thank you very much for coming, Jerry McDowell and Veronica Page.
Thank you for having us.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Anchor Joppa's production of Mrs. President has two performances, Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 7th at 4 p.m. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
At Cyrano's American Night, The Ballad of Juan Jose runs through October 7th and is followed immediately by Red Hot Patriot, which runs October 11th to October the 21st. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater is auditioning for their Christmas show, My Three Angels, on Sunday, September 30th and Tuesday, October 2nd. Call 344-4713 for more information or go to the ACT website.
Theater Artists United production of Into the Woods is in its last weekend at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Performances are tonight and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2, with an extra performance Saturday also at 2 p.m. For tickets and information, go to 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The call has gone out for entries in the Under 30, Out North's annual production of locally written performances, under 30 minutes long, to be produced in January and February. The deadline is October 15th. The play doesn't have to be written by then, but an outline of ideas is necessary. Call Out North at 279-8099, extension 203, for more information.
ACT is offering acting classes on Saturdays, October the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th and 27th, from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. To register, call Kate, and her number is 344-4713, or you can go to actfamily@gci.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of On Golden Pond opens tonight and runs through October 28th, with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.